Okay, I know Alyssa didn't get a chance last week. Is that you, Alyssa?
Hello.
Hey, Alyssa, are you the A-L-Y-S posting on the chat line, or is that Alyssa of New York State or New England or someplace?
It is not me.
So it is Alyssa over in New England. Okay, great. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Oh, it's so great, Alyssa. Bob used to complain that there was only like 7 people on the entire chat line. Now he can't even, there's so many, he can't even keep up with who's who. Are you that one? Are you the
right.
other one? No, are you this one or that one? No, I'm that one. No, this one? No, I'm not that one. Yeah, I would be this one if I were that one. You can't even keep up with them now. It's pretty rich. Sweet, bro.
Rich. It's very rich.
It's rich.
Ian, which JW am I speaking to?
Number 3.
And which Alyssa are you speaking to?
1703.
wow, yeah, fun. Okay, so I have a lot of things written down here. Maybe I'll just start with the big one. I think it'd be fun to discuss the 7 aspects of being that you and Bob laid out in the private session. Hendiades, resonant interval, capacity, frequency, tone, magnetism, and polarity. Do I have that correct?
You're really close, yeah.
What do you mean really close?
It's pretty close.
Do it again, Alyssa. Let me check it. Do it. List them again.
Hendiades, resonant interval, capacity, frequency, tone, magnetism, and polarity.
I think you missed vibrational proximity unless that's resonant interval.
No, that's Bob's right.
That
so
is a separate one. Vibrational
separate.
Proximity.
Yeah, very good. God bless and on Bloomsday. Did you know that?
Oh, really? You're bringing Bloomsday up again?
Okay, we know.
Remember, Trump started his campaign on Bloomsday in 2015. That's important.
Sure did.
That is important. Bloomsday is a beautiful, special day.
Hey, Alyssa, in that novel, there's a whole fantasy section, hallucinating section. It's the Circe, C-I-R-C-E episode. I think it's chapter 15, where Leopold Bloom fantasizes how he becomes mayor of Dublin and then head of the world government and then head of the universe. He does the ascension, political ascension, that Trump's doing. That's acted
cool.
out in Ulysses.
It's what's wrong with Politico. Politico guy didn't get invited either. They're out.
Yeah,
well, are they
wow.
Democratic?
Yeah, I don't
what
hear about
That's
them
Politico,
anymore.
CEO. What are they, Democratic, mm-hmm. anti-Trump? Or?
They're Lemurians, Bob.
Lemurians, all right. Okay, go into that.
Okay.
Those 7, 8.
Yeah. Okay, so this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And before there were 7 and non-physical was the 8th. So now we have 8 and non-physical would be the 9th. So why are you shifting now and saying the resonant interval is different than vibrational proximity?
Because the world now includes it as something different.
Does that have to do with
yes.
The Android meme being eating the media?
Ask and answered, yes.
So I thought it'd be fun to break down these different aspects. And just a reminder, these don't really matter for Ascended. These are just fun to play around with. There's no anchoring in these points because it doesn't matter, right?
But honey,
no,
honey,
you're using
don't,
it to
don't,
inflame
don't,
your mind.
Listen, don't.
You're doing it to inflame
don't,
your
don't,
mind.
Don't.
Just to play
don't
with
apologize.
The fun, the
pleasure
don't of the 6th sense, your mind.
Don't
yes.
apologize.
Yes,
don't apologize for the mast on your boat. Just make sure your mast can handle the draft of your boat.
I love it. Okay, I'm ready. Yes, understood. Okay. Well, I mean, you've obviously been taking me down a lot of these concepts with tone and ohm ridge, capacity, magnetism, polarity, all this stuff. So I feel like it'd be fun to go into it. Okay, so there's a connection between these seven aspects of being and the 144,000 double helix strands. And can you give a word for each aspect and how it connects to the double helix strands? So first with Hendiades.
You don't connect them that way, because you'd have to. You, the better question would say, do you have a cosine coefficient for the frequency of Hendiades? Because it's the interval that affects the Hendiades. It's the capacity that affects the helix strand. It's the cell that tells the cell to keep making 144,000 strands or to make a new little man cell.
So
you would be asking for the frequency rather than your question. So your question, however valid, is doesn't apply, because you're asking how does this affect ascension. Well, it doesn't affect ascension. If you are ascended, you have it already. It's just the
rub.
Exactly. People do this all the time. People say, I'm looking for a four-leaf clover, but I've never seen a four-leaf clover. I don't know what it looks like. Please help me find a four-leaf clover, because I've heard, I don't know this, but I've heard that it's really cool to ascend. Won't it be wonderful there, living there with no hair, living there
it is
no
wonderful.
Others, trying to find the ponders, but living there with a hair. See, you know, hang around like a hare and a biscuit. So then what happens is you start noting that you want these quantitative positions to gauge the position to from, to gauge the position to from. So you can say, this is how close or far away I am from ascending. That's your question. It's a good question, but you can't get there from here. And we can
ascend you and then stop.
We can ascend you and bring you back down, and then you can figure it out. If we can hand you the perfect hummingbird cake and give you a recipe, that's a no-brainer. You look at the cake, you taste the cake, you see the cake, there's the cake, there's cake. It's aperture science. But instead, we're telling you how great the cake is, what you got to do to get the cake. Here's what goes in the cake. It takes the drops. And if your body's falling apart, take some magnesium. If you're fucked up, take some calcium. If you're not doing good on this, take the other stuff to keep you going. I mean, it does. It keeps you going. The whole point is to get you to the point where you ascend. With living water, calcium water, and the bread of life. Okay?
Yeah.
This time, you're doing really good. You're doing fine. Then now is your ingredients. Now you need to see a picture of it. Well, some would say we gave you that with all these ones that have ascended, like God. Jesus ascended. He was little. He was God's son. So are you. He ascended. So are you. He was on the Emmaus Road. Paul was on the Damascus Road. But he was on the Emmaus Road, and he ascended. And without that ascension, the whole entire Christian faith is over. It's done. Through. But if because of that ascension, then you have that belief system that allows you to be a joint heir with Christ.
Yeah, I read Revelations 21, 21 through 23 aloud and enjoyed what that was.
Then what happens is you have the hummingbird cake and you have the recipe. We've given you the recipe. Now you're asking the degree of how much is in a teaspoon or a whit or a spittle or what degree of finely powdered sugar do you use in the whipped topping that goes around the frosting. Like, not quite a fondant, but it's more like a buttercream. You got to put black walnut flavoring in it, just a drop. It's the most blissful thing you've ever seen. And you want fresh, and you want this year's pecans to put around the base. In fact, they have been done with fondant, but it's just too packy. The fondant's not cold. Buttercream is so much easier. Better get that, Bob. That's not from us, but you want that. And so then you'll want to be able to.
Did you hear that, Alyssa? Did you hear a little bong?
Yeah, that's
an email coming into me. Great.
Yep. Okay, So, Ion, I have written down, you keep discussing ingredients, and I know that Ginny Bell talked about the hummingbird cake with you, so you're referencing that. I have written down here, since Ion is the ingredient list to my own ascension, what is the next ingredient?
Bob, give that a go.
Let me just check my email first, see if it's...
Must be the song.
you know what it is? It's stupid George Reynolds, mental doodle number 548.
It's 5 o'clock.
Saturday.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5
o'clock. 6 o'clock my time, 11 his time, he sends them out. And a couple of times I said, hey, George, we're on the air, call in. But he won't. See, he was the main guy in the Evergreens phenomenon. He had the most sessions. He was very wealthy, so he could buy all the important things. And so he's still stating, this is called mental doodle effectiveness exercises. So he says, these five exercises cause you to realize in big letters, and by doing them, increase your effectiveness. Except for number four, they involve no other person. Then he says, think about that, big letters. Exercise one, occupied. When in a theater, look at an empty seat and put a mental sign on it, and the mental sign would say, use this seat last. Then enjoy the movie. Do it, and the seat will be filled last. Exercise number two, good cook. As you cook, fill what you cook with energy, and people, no. As you cook, fill what you cook with energy, and people will say it's delicious. You are not fooling them. The food does change. In brackets, if you are brave, it works the other way, too.
Hmm.
Exercise number three, recharge yourself. Imagine a chair as if full of energy, which it is, and imagine some of that energy seep out so you can use it. Over time, that chair will do this, and you can use that energy. Exercise number four, two apples. Place two identical apples side by side. See all the energy from the left one going to the other one. Every time you look at them, repeat the draining. Get family and friends to help and learn. Get the family and friends to help, and in brackets, and learn. In a couple of days, a week, see what happens. Exercise five, recharge everything. Every time you open your refrigerator door, imagine, he has that in quotes, imagine energy rush in and see the food absorb it. You'll find that food lasts longer. The apple test result shows you this. Now apply it to enhance everyday living. Once you do these exercises, realize the implications. If you don't, have you tried bodybuilding by just reading? So then he has a bunch of other statements, and that's like his, I don't know what they are. So,
Thank you, Bob. Just one second. Now, as ridiculous as Bob's mental doodle section was, brought to you by our con-sponsors of the Reset Completement Formulas, the whole body reset, total body reset. That's the
hashtag.
Same question you ask us. Hashtag, that's the same question you just ask us.
Yeah. You mean that those are...
As
why are you saying it's the same question?
Because it's a ridiculous motif that he's embraced to figure out what you could do if you could do that you could do that you could do. You're asking us the exact same question of the condition or the modality of where you are in perspective to where you are in perspective of where you are. And we said, well, it would be the cosine of where you are, which is -1, and the field of pi, which now has been settled. So you're asking the quantitative position that allows you to have a calligrapher's view of thermodynamic P-brain section.
Energy exchange. See, he overuses the word energy. We don't know what energy is, and he's telling you to place energy everywhere. Am I correct in that objection, Ion?
Certainly.
Yeah, he's overusing the concept of energy. He doesn't know you get the energy by speaking. He's imagined some nebulous proprioceptive, what was that phrase I used with Deb? Quadraphenic dialectic.
Quadraphenic Bob, what was that phrase?
It sounded like bullshit.
But the thing is the nebulous concept of something out there that you're working and molding misses the fact that the words that I'm speaking now are energizing my world more than energy.
More
so
than
George
energy.
Is a bit schizoid. You get schizoid like that when you start bringing in symbolism and writing and runes, R-U-N-E-S, and little markings.
And when,
like
and
we
when
have
you're a miserable failure, when you're a miserable failure, that doesn't help either.
Right. You're a miserable failure. So you're using these abstract things that your eyeball locked on and solidified and then try to manipulate them like some kind of hieroglyphic magic, and you forgot about your acoustic power of your mouth. And we're actually going to update that concept. This is the final time we're going to be talking about this words creating power, because it is the end point of that. So it's probably appropriate.
Do you think that's why George Renault won't come on the show, because we said he was a ridiculous waste of life?
He may have, but he has boycotted us for years before you said things like that on the show.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good. Just so we know,
He used to visit JW in his dreams. He used to visit JW and convince JW that I was incompetent and let George take over. This is like in 2010.
What?
Yeah.
Did you just say
JW,
that you're not going to say that words are...
That's right. I just give a little trailer coming soon.
Damn.
Voice box near you. Damn, this is part of the State of the Un-Ion address.
Yeah, wow. Well,
wow.
Do you work on...
We're masturbating. We're putting on the... just all we can say, frap. It's very wonderful.
That's the sound effect. That's what it sounds like when males do it. Flap. That's what it sounds like.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. You're right, Ian. You're right. Okay. So, Ian, you told me to work on the grimoire that make nails go straight into wood.
Yes.
I saw that on The Magicians after you told me that.
It's cool because they were apart from each other, but they were together, and they weren't. They were looking at each other, but they couldn't see. You do realize that there was a wall between them, but they could see each other. That was not a door. You get that, right?
No, I didn't get that. It looked like two open doors in a hallway.
But those were sealed. There was no place, because you know when the guy came in, the little leprechaun guy that was saying, you got to do it. And when he did it, great, and drove them all in and then like hit them all at the same time. And it's like, whoa, that was pretty good. And then fucked up his commas and stuff, fortune. Then they were looking at each other. They were the wall between them. The gift was they could see each other despite themselves. So that's the mortal position. But then to do the spell, it's even better. That's the sidebar.
I'm trying to get why you told me to work on that. I felt like it had to do with the fact that they couldn't speak.
So just like Jesus, you can nail it.
Nail my mortal self to the cross?
Do.
Yeah, I've already done that.
Takes a bit of it.
More iron?
We didn't say more iron. We said it takes a bit of Fe.
Takes a bit of iron, takes a bit of Fe.
Anybody ever told you to chew nails?
No.
Well, we did. Didn't you hear it?
You're being literal?
When are we not literal?
Well, always and never.
Okay, then that's the answer to the question. You better wait till Dr. Dean hits terra firma again, though, to confirm that. But yes, we're literal. We did say, have you ever heard of chewing nails? Chew nails. Mm.
How can I do that? Just go to the hardware store, get some nails, and start chomping down?
Okay. We're going to be really clear. We said it would be best for you to wait until the talking to Carolyn, till she reaches terra firma. And that's suggesting that she's going to make it back to this world or the world that can connect. But We're going to see about that. We're working on that. We got you. We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you. When we get her back here, then we suggest you confirm it with her about the application of a little more iron, and if chewing of nails would be the most advantageous vehicle to arrive at that highly ordained plethorid platitude.
Highly ordained plethorid platitude. Okay. Oh, that's a mouthful.
Speaking of mouthful of nails.
When I was driving on Highway 280 north, I saw two billboards that were talking to the public about communicating if there's a flood or some huge change in the condition of terra firma. There was a billboard on either side of the highway. And then the next day that I drove on it, it was only on the left side. So what was happening that there were two and then there was just one?
Well, we're sorry we got both of them, but how you slipped through and got the other one back, we don't know. We took out both of them, but anyway, sorry. You beat us back.
Well, it's nothing I'm worried about, but we did discuss...
Do you have a definition of parenthetical?
I can get it.
That would be pleasant.
Alyssa, you know that when you said F-E, that's a symbol for iron, right?
Iron, F-E. Yes, I do know that. Thank you. Okay, parenthetical, adjective relating to or inserted as a parenthesis.
You got it.
Oh, my goodness. So you're saying the two billboards were a parenthesis?
Do.
And I was in the middle?
Still are, darling.
So, yeah. Alyssa, you take that situation. You're in the middle of these two billboards. Now you ask about the relevance of Xenocrony, or rather, Hendiades, vibrational proximity, polarity, duality. Apply those eight factors to that situation that you're in the middle of.
Ah,
see what Ion said.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Let's do that, Ion. So I'm in the middle of these two billboards, and the duality of Hendiades is showing physically in front of me in the Middle Kingdom. So is that how
Michael
Hendiades
Jackson,
is applying? Is the
Michael,
two?
Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Next.
Okay, Michael Jackson for Hendiades. How about resonant interval?
Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, Man in the Mirror. For resonant interval
okay.
for all of it?
No. Just
okay.
for the first one.
Just for Hendiades.
That musical score. Yes.
Okay, so now for the resonant interval.
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Do you have a pen in your pocket?
No, we don't. We don't use them.
Yeah, I figured you didn't need one. Okay, yellow, Mr. Blue. These are all on your playlist.
ELO.
Mr.
Electric
Blue Sky,
Light
yellow.
Orchestra.
Okay, capacity.
Isom Lee, looking for the stone.
Okay, frequency?
The Kendalls, heaven's just a sin away.
The Kendalls?
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's just a sin away?
Away.
A sin away, okay. Sin,
yeah,
a sin.
Like
I got you, sin.
Like fucking in church. Mm-hmm.
I can put the South in my mouth, Aya.
darling. Ooh, stop. Make
okay, what about tone?
Oh, hear Jerusalem moan.
That's after the fucking has started in the pew.
Who sings that, Aya? Which version?
Hot Rise.
Hot R-I-Z-E. Rise?
R-I-Z-E.
Okay. Hear Jerusalem Moan by Hot Rise. Okay, Magnetism.
Oh, Patti Loveless, I'm That Kind of Girl.
We've done that one already.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you played that for me the first time. That Kind of Girl. Okay, Polarity.
Little Boozy, Smoking on Purple.
And then Vibrational Proximity.
The Mikhail Navy's theme.
Are you saying scene, S-C-E-N-E, or scene, T-H?
Well, we want you to listen to the theme. That's the answer to it. But you have to watch that theme song to get the answer to the connection.
So there's a YouTube?
Always.
And then non-physical? Just throw that one out there.
Gaither Homecoming, Canaan Land is Just in Sight.
Not a Zappa song. There's no Zappa song that goes there.
Thank you for all of that. I will listen to those. And the weather in Minneapolis has been very strange and wonderful lately. Is that because...
A little too warm for you? We can cool it down.
No, I'm loving it. Is that because of my innate gene and now Alex's exhalations?
No, it's because of Roy Orbison. You got it.
Roy Orbison, you got it.
Why are you saying Alex? What about Nate's exhalations?
Yeah, my, Nate, Gene, Alex, the people that I know around me that are on the drop. Yeah,
right,
there's four of us.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All
the
right.
Four of us in this area of the country that I know have been taking the drop.
So he says the Roy Orbison song relates to that.
Yeah, you got it. That's
you see,
why
you
the
could
weather
look up in the dictionary.
Changed.
He could give you some concepts. Dictionary concepts as you go through the eight, but he's giving acoustic space instead. And acoustic space is underneath, deeper than the cellular structure.
That's Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
What I just said, right, is Johnny Cash.
Ring of Fire.
This is really fun, Bob, because as I was thinking about engaging this weekend, I was like, I think I'm going to ask Ion if he can just give me a bunch of songs. And now they're doing it. And it's cool how it's relating to these different aspects.
It's cool how it unwound, how you got here.
That's easy.
The winding road you got here.
That's easy. That's Fleetwood Mac, Seven Wonders.
Yeah, it's a wonder how we got to this point. More important than Seven Wonders in the world.
Wow. I mean, obviously my brain can't really make any sense or any logic.
No, look at what you're saying.
That's easy.
What is the brain?
No, we got this. We got this, Bob. We got this, Bob. That's Frank Zappa.
You better have it. You better get this right, Ion.
Peaches in Regalia.
Oh, there you go,
Zappa.
Bob.
Is it already on the list? Did he just stick it on there the last second here, or was it on there? Anybody know? But listen to this. What was I going to say? He drowned it out. I was going to tell you something.
I was talking. I said my brain isn't making sense of how these songs relate exactly.
Look at that. The brain, the labyrinth of the mind, is one third of you. You got your physical, non-physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does the brain have to have final admission of
it
the
doesn't.
Act? Why does it have?
It doesn't.
It doesn't have to.
No, it doesn't.
Now you say
to make
logic means to string together some ideas, which you don't know the full definitions of, but some ideas you've heard, to make it fit into a category of what you were taught in college. See? So you don't have to worry about your mind getting the sense of it.
I'm not worried about it.
I can't get my brain. You stated as a limitation. I can't get my brain around this.
That's the isometry trio, just a few more days to labor.
I'm just noting that the brain, that I'm letting go of the brain needing to make sense of it. So when I say my brain
don't call it the brain. Don't call it the brain. Say your visual sense, your mind, which
sense.
Is educated visually by books, a sequence of words makes a cause, an effect and a cause. So you're trying to make a sequentiality with literate visual symbols. And you're talking about an acoustic thing. It doesn't require visualization to engage it.
Yeah.
That's Cold Mountain Wayfaring Stranger.
That's
this is
fine.
Your Bob list. You've got the eight factors, and then you come in with Bob's ideas, and that is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 factors in matter.
Oh, that's the Martin. That's the Martin. Shut the door. Shut the door.
See, whatever I say has a song goes with it.
Okay, interesting. So I went a couple weekends ago. I went to a Fossil Law singing weekend. It was an all-day singing on Saturday, and I did some more singing throughout the weekend. It was just really heavenly. It was enjoyable. It's like you said, Ian, it's the people, everyone's happy, everybody wants to be there.
No,
and
it's the
everyone...
frequency. They don't have any choice. That's Usher, No Limit.
They're chained to the rhythm, the Katy Perry song we played. They're
chained
to the rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Well, the frequency. They're chained. It's not a rhythm. It's a frequency.
Well, they're chained to the eight factors she's outlining.
Yeah, that's the Gaither band, Give Up.
So the birds that I saw in the sky that for a few days they were making signals of what is to come, what were they signaling?
Vestal Goodman, the unharvested field.
I'm going to look up those lyrics. So when you're recommending these songs, it's the frequency acoustic experience of listening to them. Are you including the lyrics of every song as well?
Yes, and that's Buck and Dottie Rambo, For What Earthly Reason. Very good.
Is this pie? Is this the finite pie?
Mm-mm. Ooh, no.
Well, it just seems so, like, it seems so complete. It seems so circular and complete.
Oh. That's Jeannie C. Riley, Harper Valley PTA.
All right, I'd like to break down the Vestal Goodman song you said about the birds. The harvest, what was that? The harvest?
Unharvested field.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the lyrics. Dang it. Come on, Googler. Get me some of this. Here we go. No. It's not showing me these. It's
Listen,
not called With
You.
You talk
lazily like Nate.
Lazily? You mean you mean the way that how I sound kind
you're
of tired?
You sound a bit tired, passive, quiet.
I don't know.
Nate does that.
I don't always sound this. I don't always sound this way. Tonight I'm very peaceful all of a sudden. You've talked to me enough to know I'm not always this lazy sounding.
Well, I just said you're sounding like Nate. He's more laid back than you generally when he speaks.
Okay. Well, I might have to do those lyrics next time because the Vestal.
Well, it's the YouTube is on the Goober Snatch.
Yeah, the lyrics is what I'm interested in.
Jean's probably already got them posted up there. She's very good.
Right, she is. Yeah, Jean's on it.
Someone will probably post them in the next 30 seconds.
YouTube.
Oh, she says she can't find them either.
Here's the YouTube.
It's the bone phone hit French tickler. That's what did it.
Yeah, that's the French tickler poster. Those bumps is what does it.
Maybe Bob could play it, but that'd be ridiculous too, wouldn't it?
No,
well,
not
we'll
at all.
See. Let's see. That requires work and output for me. Let's see if Gene can solve the problem.
It's Google. Google that needs to solve the problem. I'm looking for it too here.
So the Google does not feature Vestal's lyrics.
Right. Of this song.
That's pretty
good.
Okay,
so
let's...
we can move on.
Hold on. Stop.
Okay.
This is the point. You don't think we wouldn't go through all this without a point. The point is, do you think that if, therefore, the world says that if you don't have it in the Googler, then it doesn't exist?
No, I know it exists.
But Google doesn't.
So you want to find out what's not in Google. That's the valuable stuff, which is a lot of Eindom, is not in Google.
Right. Yeah. So I'll listen to and I'll type out the words.
Well, here's Gene posting maybe two lines from it. I see people by the million like golden strands of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to get burned up, right, Ian?
Oh, let me play it.
Excellent.
You have lyrics.
I see people by the million like golden strands of wheat. The sun is glowing, a breeze is blowing. I can feel the waves of heat. Then they'll battle with the shadows, for night is on its way. Just a few more hours to labor till the close of harvest day. It would be easy and so convenient for me to please my flesh, find a place, hide my face. In sleep, escape to rest, but I hear crying, there's no denying, their hearts are calling, come, Lord, help me toil a little harder, so my work won't go
Thank you.
And Bob, you said there was no new Vestal. You said you'd heard every Vestal there ever was.
Praise.
I never said I heard every Vestal. I heard most of what was available, but they have been posting new things that I haven't kept up with, but Ion has.
Let's go over the Aswan Dam a bit.
Well, she posted the lyrics. Gene seems to have posted the lyrics. You want to go through them?
They're on there.
Yeah, and Paul
just wanted to hear the song. Look at that. I just wanted to hear the song. He doesn't care whether you analyze the lyrics there.
They're there. You can get
He's
them.
He's basically
you get
anti-intellectual there, Alyssa.
That's
He's anti-intellectual.
Amen.
He's just a lazy guy just sitting at the bar playing the jukebox.
Leon.
He's not home studying for his finals.
Yeah. Oh, that's Alan Jackson, Papa Top again. Good.
See, we can't say anything. There's logic in what it says, or a connected sequence of thoughts, and then Ian says there's a song that corresponds with it. That's visual space evoking acoustic space in the tactile ecology, in the media ecology.
So, with truth of compassion, I will gather the lots, lay the sheath of my labor, my cross, faithful to harvest till at last, yield, Lord, don't let me leave an unharvested field. This is what Carolyn is doing.
Yeah.
It's bad, but she's still doing it.
It's bad?
Yeah, we said get on past and let them die. And she's like, no, let's get them all. Get them in, get them in, get them in, get them in, get them in.
All week long, I've been talking to Ian without Carolyn, and Ian has been x-raying Carolyn. And as soon as Carolyn comes back, the censorship goes up. Ian doesn't tell any fucking truth. He just butters up to Carolyn, totally seduced by her. But holy shit, what I heard and learned about Carolyn this week when she wasn't here. Oh, man.
All is recorded. All is recorded.
There you go. The answer to my question about the bird signaling, that was why you gave the Vesta Goodman song. So... the birds were showing
That's just Bob's fucked up way of sleeping. He'd rather hear train wrecks and nuclear bombs and people dying than listen to the sweet birds.
I have to have Zappa noise so I can't fall asleep.
Disturb his slumber.
No.
Yeah, you know what it is, Alyssa? The noises that I have to accompany me falling asleep are me being on the subway at Grand Central Station to go to Parallel Worlds. That's what those noises are.
Mm.
To help me get to the next world.
Yeah, with a lot of blood curdling, gut wrenching screams of terror.
Oh, speaking of dreams,
I guess when you're the dark soul, I guess that's your blot. That's your bag.
That's your fate.
When was the last time I actually dreamed, Ian?
1987.
Oh my goodness. The dream I had a couple weeks ago, I don't remember,
It was June.
It was in June? June of 87?
You know what that was? I know exactly. That was when I showed up in CKLN. June 17th, 1987. You dreamt
Secret
me.
Secret Council 10.
Bob, you know I was born on Bloomsday.
Really? Wow.
2 years, 2 years before. 2 years before.
That would require a few private sessions with Bob.
As long as you have to giggle a lot, though, honey. You really have to giggle.
Yeah,
I got that down. I got that down.
Yep. Bob's a pushover as a professor.
Yeah. So, Ian, I had the most amazing dream.
Leon says Homeland in 24 helps Bobby sleep.
The poor Leon, since he stopped talking on What Youth, he's gone absolutely nuts. He just screams on the chat line.
Ian, I had this parallel world experience where I was in a room with a wood floor, and there was a bed, and I won't go into that, but when I was on the floor, I saw, like, silken strings that were coming down. There were a bunch of them in the air, and they were vertical, and they were sort of flowing like being blown in the breeze. What were those?
They were candle wicks.
Related to the lampstands?
No, related to the finest wool, which is like a silk texture. So it would look like strands of silk, but they were heavier. They weren't fine like thread. You know, it wasn't like hair, but they were wispy like hair. It would be a coarse.
Yeah. Why are you calling them candle wicks? They were going to be burned?
That's what the, because that's what they are. No, they weren't going to be burned. That's just what they were.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Eva May Lefevre.
Eva May Lefevre, another song?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying fever with a southern accent?
Mm-hmm. Fever. Eva May Lefevre.
Okay, Aswan Dam. You said to look into the Aswan Dam, the largest rock-filled dam in the world. It holds back 3 years worth of the Nile water. And if released, it would flood and destroy all of Egypt in a single day. Do you agree?
No.
What part don't you agree with?
The amount.
Of water?
Mm-hmm.
How much water is it holding back?
No, that's not the point. If that were the case and they had to have the water, people would use more. So the amount they say would not be enough.
So therefore, if it released, it would flood and destroy all of Egypt in a single day. Do you agree with that part?
It would. It has. 2 times already.
The rock they used to make the dam, the amount of rock used compared to the amount of rock used to make the Great Pyramid of Giza, the dam has more rock used.
Yes. By two.
By
not
two
the
what?
Rooms
two?
Underneath. By two.
Two pyramids?
Does that mean twice as much? Or two?
Yeah.
Just two
there are three.
Bricks?
There are three. There are three pyramids in Giza.
Right. So.
Twice
the,
all three of those. Twice all
okay,
those.
Okay, so six. Six great pyramids is how much rock is used.
Good. But
yeah.
Not the underneath stuff. The stuff under the things they found Bob's secret chamber. Remember the thing under the paw of the thing's foot that says Bob's down
with the ice cream?
They found it. They found it. They found it. They found it. It's on the YouTube. It's in the YouTube. They
yeah, I looked at the YouTube. I looked at the YouTube, Alyssa, and there's no man.
Yeah.
They say some secret stuff hidden away by the government was found. But they don't say the word Dobbstown. There's no reference
they
to...
They don't say it. Don't sell it, you ridiculous dweeb. You read it. It's on the side. It's right there, plain.
Did you just post that
it.
To the chat line?
That's on this week's playlist. That's already posted. This week's playlist is already
okay.
up.
Okay.
You're
excellent.
Saying Dobbstown is written on the inner chamber somewhere.
On that last one where you watched the video... They're walking you through, and they go into the last chamber that's not open yet. Right there on the side of the biggest fucking life, it says Dobbstown.
But they don't say that in the video.
Well, they're not going to say that, Bob. Why would they say that?
Oh, okay.
That? What, they don't
that's
get
a good
no
video,
money for
then.
Saying that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well,
it's all there. Very good video.
And Bob is an alien. Bob is a legal alien. He's almost a citizen. So it is legal aliens' tombs hidden under the Great Sphinx. They said it plain as life.
Okay,
Gene
just
posted it. Everywhere.
So listen to this. You just read a passage about Egypt, and if it's in the Bible, someone will think of the geographical printing press map that they were shown when they were a kid in school where Egypt is. So you have people naturally reading one meaning into the words of Scripture, Holy Scripture. So Joyce comes along, and he'll have, say, that idea, that part of Scripture that you read, and he'll overlay multiple geographical locations and time periods and all kinds of who, what, when, where, why to get the person out of their singular vision of reading and thinking it's one meaning. So Joyce was trying to correct the book reader by piling on multiple levels so that you know that Israel is not only back then, as history defines it, but it's you here, and the two floods happened in California last week. See, that's why he was trying to wake up the people who naturally think one meaning to each word when they read Scripture. So he had to put all times and spaces on each line to make it relevant to you. It applies to you today.
That's yeah, this, cool.
His method. Just want to explain
yeah,
why
man.
The book is written.
I'm so fucking grateful that he wrote that book. It's
that
such
I wrote
a
that
corners,
book. Yes.
It's such a cornerstone for like so much stuff that we compare things to and use. Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Motormouth Mabel, the roach from Hairspray.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a good movie. So let me just
okay,
check. I think we might have to stop here for a minute. Let me just see who this is. So, Jessica, would you like to speak to Ion?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so we're going to give you the microphone in a second. We're going to finish up with Alyssa, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Alyssa. Wrap it up.
There's a lot here on the Aswan Dam, so let me see if I have something else that's a little bit...
It's going to be good. It's going to be good till it fails. That's it. Next.
And it's failed twice already?
Yes.
You connected Mississippi going the other way to Niagara Falls, right?
Yes, it will, but it doesn't run to the Niagara Falls today, but it will.
So
it doesn't
there's a
run
lot
there today, but it will.
Lake Geneva was mentioned a couple times, and I'm wondering if Lake Geneva is the double of Niagara Falls in Europe.
No.
Are those two connected?
No. They're
okay.
Strictly inverted. They're on the other sides. No, not at all.
Wait, they're strictly inverted? That's
yes,
what I'm. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Oh, well, you
yeah.
Said, you said parallel.
I said connected. So yeah, I didn't use a specific
well,
word.
For,
inverted.
For
yeah.
Us, so for us, it would be completely inverted.
Okay. And the Great Wall of China is a frequency, what is its frequency in hertz? Is it consistent?
No, that's different. That's a jail. The Great Wall of China is a jail. That's a jail. It keeps things back. We can't give that frequency because if you breached it, you'd unleash the Kraken, and that would be very bad.
Just like the film that's coming out?
Well, don't tell Bob. We were going to surprise him.
I'm not listening.
There you go. There you go.
The Great Wall of China maybe holds people in, just like Ayn says Trump's wall will hold Americans in. It's a prison. Prison wall.
Wonderful. I'm just at peace. I mean, this is just for fun. There's more on the Aswan Dam, but
good.
Yeah.
You only have your ascension in the balances, so it's just for shits and giggles, eh?
Wait. Oh, that's
well,
great.
The good news is you're
that's
eternal,
so
darling.
Funny.
It'll come out wash day.
No, it's
oh,
working
James,
out well.
James Post versus Anna, the subscribe channel, which gives all of the playlists each week, will be in there as well. The,
thank
we
you,
put
James.
It earlier. Yeah.
Thank you, James. Is there anything you want to tell me, Ian?
We did already.
How about the next number for Fossil Law that I should sing? That I should lead?
287. 287.
That's kind of like an ingredient, wouldn't you say? Referring to my earlier question.
It is.
What about for my meat sack body? Meat sack.
More salt.
Even more? More?
More
Himalayan?
More you eat none, so yeah.
Are you kidding? I have so much salt. All right.
Well, yeah.
I gotcha.
Then talk to the Carolyn. Talk to the Carolyn then.
Talk to her about what? The fact that I'm having a lot of salt, but you're saying.
You say you're having too much, and we
No, you're almost deplete.
I'm not saying too much.
I'm not saying I'm having too much iron. I'm saying that's it's a surprise to hear you say more because I'm intaking a lot. So I'll intake more.
Tell us what you think a lot is.
I have salt water at least once a day, sometimes more.
Is that one teaspoonful? Is that one ocean full? Is that one Lake Superior amount full? How much salt?
Like a half a teaspoon, probably, I put in my bottle of water. So I can increase that. How many teaspoons of Himalayan salt?
We're saying add it to your food.
Ah, okay. Great.
What a novel construct that would be, huh?
Flavoring food with salt.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it?
I do that, too. I do. Okay. Yeah, I like salty food. I can add more.
We're not saying salty food. We're just saying add some seasoning. Add some salt to your food. If you have a nice salad, put a little Himalayan sea salt in it. A pinch.
Okay, but we got that.
Several times.
You got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Alyssa. Good question. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, darling. You're welcome. Come back. We'll play tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.